28 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Been a fantastic show, and I can't believe where the time goes.
Just like that. Great people, great stories.
It is.
Great community stories for us to share with our listeners.
And I hope our listeners are enjoying themselves, sitting down, having a nice cup of tea, doing something, and listening to a show that really does try to tell the story about the community in which we live. It's fantastic.
So, in our last half hour, how are we going to help the community with some really thoughtful topics?
All of us are in some form of a relationship at some stages in our lives. And there's a really important part that tends to always you see in the papers or you see all around the place and people talk at dinner parties and so on. And that, of course, is the whole area of wills. But we want to be more specific and talk about mutual wills. And we thought it'd be really important to get our good friend Stephen Brown from Etion Lawyers, the chairman of Etion Lawyers, to come and talk to us this morning in probably about a 3 or 4 part series of looking at nursing homes and retirement villages and wills and all of those things that play on the mind of many people on a daily basis. So without further ado, good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Dr. Jim, and good morning, Darren.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and we hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and I know you're back at work. I've spoken to you a couple of times. You've got a lot on your plate, and for you to spend some time with us is really important. Yeah, I want to go to a quick question. A friend of mine, and I've got a friend, which is probably a bit of a shock to most people, spoke to a lawyer, and they were talking about the whole area of relationships and the complexity associated with it, and the lawyer said that you should perhaps look at getting mutual wills with your current partner. So our first question to you is, what do we mean when we talk about a mutual will?
Well, what a mutual will refers to is, in simple terms, is where the two the people in a relationship have wills that essentially mirror one another, or they work out where the assets are to be divided, and both parties agree that this is the way the estate will be divided, such that when the survivor dies, the estate of the two people are dealt with in a particular manner. Now, it's probably best if I give an example. What happens, the reason we have mutual wills and why they've become very popular these days is that in our complex world, people are falling in and out of love with various people. For example, there was a wedding that I went to recently, and the bride had 7 grandparents. There was a grandmother, a step-grandmother, grandfather, a grandfather, grandmother, step-grandfather, and a step-grandmother, all coming about because her parents, the mother and father, separated, and so the father then remarried, and so she had a stepmother, and the mother remarried, and she had a stepfather. So these, her parents then have children from the various relationships, and so you end up with a, and I'm not trying to be sexist or that, but just so we have one, a male and a female, and each of them may have children from prior relationships. They then marry, and then on their death, what they want to do is make sure that the children of each of the relationships, the prior relationships, are looked after. Now, if wills are drafted in such a way that a male dies first and leaves everything to their female spouse, then the female spouse has the contractual right to work out where they want to leave everything, and they may decide to leave everything to their children, thereby cutting out the children of their previous partner from the other relationship. Now, to overcome that, the two will-making people agree contractually with one another that if I draft my will this way, leaving you everything, you must agree that should you be the survivor, on your death, half will go to your side of the family and half will go to the children of my side of the family from previous relationships. Now, that's a very simplistic situation, and sometimes it can even be more complicated. You know, I've had a situation where a woman had a child before marrying, then they married and had children, then they remarried someone else, so their second marriage, and then they had children in that marriage. And then the man that they married also had children from a previous marriage, so the children were three classes for the wife, two classes for the husband. And to deal with all these people takes time, discussion, a bit of emotional exertion, and having to set it all out. So going back, a mutual will is where two parties agree that they will have similar wills, such that on the death of the survivor, the wishes of both parties are put to fruition, as opposed to the survivor retaining the right to determine where their assets will go.
Steve, that's as clear as mud. no, what I'm saying is incredible. And those relationships today are fairly normal.
Exactly.
And incredible.
Yep. Yeah. It's, you know, very much, you know, we talk about the Brady Bunch, and those relationships are very credible. And that's why the friends, when they spoke to the lawyer, would have said, you know, a mutual will is what it's about. And you actually have a contract. There was a contract between the two parties saying, if I draft my will this way, you will draft your will this way. And they don't have to necessarily mirror one another. They can be slightly different.
Perfect. Well, Stephen, please stay on the line. We're just going to go to a short break and have a song from the Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky. You're on Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and it's 21 minutes to 12.
Alive 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 11:45, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
We're very fortunate to have on the line Steve Brown, Chairman of Edion Lawyers, and talking about the whole complexity and this new phenomenon with regards to wills, particularly mutual wills. Just before our break, Steve, you were talking about mutual wills, but one question I want to ask you, so you put this mutual will in place, you did say it's a contract, and number two, can I change my mutual will when I want to and not inform the other party?
You can certainly do the change. However, that then poses a number of issues. The issues are that if you change it and you tell the other partner, then that's fine. You can freely, breach the contract by informing them. If you don't inform them, then the beneficiaries, say the children of the, say, husband, if we're using that example, so you've got a husband and wife, the wife changes the, enter into a mutual wills contract, the wife decides to change her will without telling the husband, husband dies first, the people that would have benefited can then take action against the woman to stop her from disposing of the assets so that her promise to the husband is maintained. So the short answer is yes, you can, but there can be consequences.
Okay.
So that's when the lawyers get involved, regrettably, and it becomes a complicated situation as to what the courts will or won't do.
And we'll talk about that at a later date. I'd like you to just let our listeners know when we talk about what's called life estates. They're really important, and I'd really like us to understand that as a concept.
So what may happen, like with mutual wills, one of the tools that we have to look at is that you've got two parties that are living together, and they've come from blended families, and you may find that the man starts living with the woman and she's owned the property from a previous divorce, and the property's solely in her name. Now, the situation then happens as well, she wants to leave that possibly to her children, and the man is comfortable with that arrangement, but the issue is, what happens if she dies first? If she leaves him the property, then he may be able to leave it to his children or give something to his children, which was never the intention. So what the parties can agree to is that should she die first, she can leave him what is known as a life estate, which is one of the possible tools, and he will have legal ownership of the property during his lifetime. He can live in it, he can rent it, he can in fact even sell it, but the term of sale is only as long as his life. So if he was to sell it to someone and he lived 5 years, then the new purchaser would be able to enjoy the property for 5 years. So finding someone to buy a life estate is practically challenging. So you don't see too many life estates being purchased. So that's the way that operates. As well as a life estate, the will could provide a life interest, which means that the ownership stays with the family, but he has just a sort of a license to use it. Another way around it is to grant him a lease of the property, so the house stays in the wife's family's name, in the estate's name, and he leases it, you know, with what we call a peppercorn rent, you know, a rent of, say, $1 a year during his life, and he lives in it for so long as he is survives or goes to a nursing home or whatever the case may happen to him. So life estates, leases, and sort of licenses are the three main ways that you can accommodate the provision of property to someone. And I know that this is it's a very complicated area to discuss over the telephone, because it's much better to sort of see these things in diagrams, but it's a very important area and something for people to understand.
Well, if you've got a diagram and you can put it on your web or something like that, we might try and develop something just for our listeners so that they can get in contact with you or move forward with understanding the concept and to do both. We're nearly running out of time, and I'd really like to come back to the mutual wills, but one of the things it's raised its head, Stephen, is looking at mutual wills and retirement villages. And over the next 2 or 3 weeks looking at 4 or 5 part series, we want to look at the whole concept of retirement villages, because one of the things that's come up in the society in which we live, and I don't know if our listeners know, I'm what's called the sandwich group, where you've got my parents above me, and then I have my children and their children below me, all colliding because of changes in relationships back to the baby boomers, so to speak. And so this is in itself creating lots and lots of really complex issues and challenges for people. And when we look at retirement villages, the sheer entry and exit costs and fees and all of that, how does that take place? Who owns the resources? Who does that? So would you be so kind as to come back over the next couple of weeks and tell our listeners with regards to it, because it really is a burning issue. Nearly on a daily basis, people ask me about these particular concepts.
No, I think that'd be good. I'm happy to come back and discuss the issues of mutual wills and retirement villages, and then retirement villages in their own right, entry into retirement villages, working with the people whilst you're living in the retirement village, and what happens on the death of all the residents of the home or unit or the hospital bed in some cases of the retirement village or nursing home. So happy to look at that. Yep.
Oh, I think
they're important issues.
I think that'd be absolutely fantastic. Well, Steve, I know you've got a lot of clients to see, and you're in and out of court and doing a whole range of things to help people in their worlds and complexity. On behalf of Darren, myself and Spotlight, thanks for joining us. You're a breath of fresh air and have so much knowledge to be able to share with us. Have a great day and thanks for being with us again.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Darren. Talk to you soon.
Have a great morning.
Bye.
Alive 90.5.